Thank you for calling Lindberg MPH, a division of Thermal Product Solutions. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For sales, press 1. For accounting, press 2. For engineering, press 3. For parts, press 4. For service, rebuilds and relines, press 5. For shipping, press 6. For receiving, press 7. For purchasing, press 8. For a dial by name directory, press 9. For all other inquiries, for heat treat equipment sales, press 1. For non-ferrous equipment sales, press 2. For lab or light industrial sales, press 3. For all other inquiries, please press 0 and an operator will further assist you.
Good afternoon, Bill St. Thomas.
Hello, sir. This is Sachin, and I'm calling from a company called Shakti Enterprises. And I was looking out for ammonia cracking units. So your company produces ammonia cracking units, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, sir, ammonia dissociators and ammonia cracking, these two terms are same, right?
Yes. What they do, they create, they use ammonia gas and they create hydrogen and nitrogen.
Okay. So the system which create hydrogen and nitrogen are called as ammonia crackers or dissociators, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, sir, I was looking at one of the document of your company and got to know that you produce ammonia cracking units from around 4 meter cube per hour capacity till 170 meter cube per hour capacity. Is that right?
Yes. We use CFH. It's like 350, then 500, then 1,000, then 3,000, then 6,000 is the largest we make cubic feet.
Okay. So you said 300, 500, and what else?
I believe it's 1,000, and then 3,000, and then 6,000. It's in our brochure. There's a brochure there under our, the sizes are in our catalog there on the website.
Okay. And you have you produce small scale ammonia cracker capacity, right? Also from 4 meters per.
Yeah, I believe this. Yeah, the smallest one that we make, I believe, is 150 cubic feet an hour.
Okay, the smallest which you have is 150 meter cube per hour.
Correct.
Okay, but somewhere, sir, I have seen like it is even mentioned that it is also from 4 meter cube. The smallest is from 4 and it goes up to till 170 meter cube per hour. So. Is that wrong? So the smallest which you produce is 150 meter cube per hour.
Yeah, it produces about 3/4 of that. So you're right. It's the 150. It's around 100 cubic feet of hydrogen gas is what you'll end up with if you're looking just for purely hydrogen gas. Are you looking for a proposal for one of those units or a couple of them?
Yeah, I was looking out for mainly small scale ammonia cracking units. So yeah, that's the reason I was asking about 150 or maybe even less than. So somewhere I found out like there is also ammonia cracking units of 4 meter cube per hour also. So starting from that, but you said like the smallest one which you have is 150 meter cube per hour, right?
Right.
So from 150 you have 150, 300, 500, 1000, 3000, 6000.
Correct.
So sir, what's the catalyst that you use? It's basically nickel that you use for ammonia cracking.
Yeah, it's a nickel impregnated catalyst. It's a refractory, but it's impregnated with nickel. It's not pure nickel shot.
You're saying it's not pure nickel. It's impregnated nickel, right?
Right. You've been using that for years.
Okay. Pregnated is something somewhat produced with we modified that nickel metal through some process. That's why it's called pregnated nickel.
Yes. We buy the catalyst from a vendor of ours, and we've been using it in our generators for many, many years. Pure nickel is just far too expensive.
Okay. So the word which you said is pregnated, P-R-E-G-N-A-T-E-D, pregnated, right?
Right.
Okay. And sir, if we want to know the price of ammonia cracking units, so we were looking for small scale ammonia cracking, and 150 MQ per hour capacity fits into the requirement of ours. So 150 NMQ per hour, can you provide me the average pricing for that unit, 150 meter cube per hour?
Yes. If you'd like, if you could send me your email address, I'd be glad, and your contact information, I'd be glad to send you a proposal.
Okay. Yeah, so, sir, I will definitely, drop you an mail with my detailed specifications and requirements and what sort of application that we are going to use in. But before that, I just need to, confirm few things so that, I can confirm those with my manager and we can go ahead from there. So just need to, ensure that these things are there in the ammonia cracking units that your company produce, right? So, sir, Lindbergh is the independent producer, right? Of ammonia crackers.
Yes, we've been making ammonia generators for over 100 years.
Okay, over 100 years. All right. Okay. So for the output gas volume per hour, you said the smallest one which you have is 150 MQ per hour capacity, output gas volume per hour.
Right.
Sir, operating temperature, which we are looking out for the ammonia cracking purpose is around, 700 or 800 degrees Celsius for a 150 NMQ per hour ammonia cracker. So yours also has around that much. How much operating temperature do we have for ammonia cracker, 150 NMQ?
Yeah, we're right around 1800 degrees F is our temperature, which is 780, I believe, Celsius. So that's the temperature that we operate the generator at.
Okay, you said 80 degrees Celsius or 700, 800 degrees Celsius?
Celsius, yes. We operate at 1800 degrees F. We're on Fahrenheit. We deal with Fahrenheit in our equipment.
Okay. So you're saying 1800 degree Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Okay. If you convert that into Celsius, it will come around 700 to 800 degrees Celsius. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Correct.
Okay. So 700 to 800. Or can we take 800 degrees Celsius?
Yes.
Okay. Then also for operating pressure for ammonia cracker. So I believe because we have been also looking for the sort of crackers, and we got to know that the average operating pressure is around 0.5 bar, just 0.5 bar pressure that is needed for ammonia cracking pressure. So is that correct for your ammonia crackers also, 0.5 bar?
Yes, that's the gas pressure that you'll need to supply for the generator.
Okay. And also I got the idea that whatever pressure you are applying to ammonia cracker, suppose 0.5 bar we are applying to any ammonia cracker, so output gas pressure level is also the same, also in the range of that. So if we are applying 0.5 bar
Yes.
pressure to operate, and also the output gas pressure level would be around that much.
Correct.
Okay. So sir, so for output gas pressure level for 150 meter cube per hour ammonia cracker, can we take 0.5 bar pressure for that as well?
Yes. Yeah. Normally your gas pressure might be slightly higher incoming, but normally we supply it when it comes out, you're probably in the half pound atmospheric pressure range. There's a regulator that we supply with the equipment and also the flow meter on your furnace.
Okay. You're saying that whatever pressure you're applying when you're operating the ammonia crackers 0.5 bar, and the output gas pressure which is there, so it should be a bit higher than your operating pressure?
Yes, slightly.
Okay.
You
so 0.5 bar
pressure, that's all you, yeah.
Okay, so 0.5
sir,
bar
I,
is...
I can't spend all day with... Yeah, sir, I'll give you my email address, and I'll send you a brochure, and I'll send you a proposal, and if you have a list of questions, I'd be glad to answer for you. I have another meeting at 12 o'clock that I have to go to, but my email address, if you can take this down, is Bill, B-I-L-L, and then a dot, and then the last name is St. Thomas, S-T-T-H-O-M-A-S, and it's at LindberghMPH.com.
Okay.
If you send me your email address, I'll be glad to respond to all your questions.
Yeah, sir. Can you repeat, please, sir? I've written Bill B-I-L-L dot
yep.
Thomas.
Yeah. Then here, and then it's St. Thomas. S, and then there's two T's. So it's S T T H O M A S at LindberghMPH.com.
Okay. So B-I-L-L dot S double T H O M A S at LindberghMPH.com.
Correct.
Okay. And sir, you're working there as a sales manager or?
I'm the business development manager for the United States.
Okay, business development manager. Okay. So, sir, after meeting, can we please talk after your meeting if you're free sometime today?
Sure,
itself.
Absolutely.
At what time should I call you, sir?
You can call me at 3 o'clock today, would be fine.
Okay, 3
o'clock.
Okay, 3 o'clock Eastern time.
I should be back by then.
Okay, 3 o'clock Eastern time today, and you're in Michigan, right? Michigan.
Yes, I am. Detroit.
Okay, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, I'll call you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Okay, very good, sir.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Yes.